Now, at this stage, I am going to vacate the pulpit, and three folk are going to come up one at a time. Colin's going to come up, then Sarah, and then Jackie. Colin and Sarah are, as you know, the chair people, the leaders, whatever we call them, of our mission team. They bring them together and call the meetings and work through some stuff. So they're going to report to us what we do and what they're thinking about doing. And then Jackie's going to share with us about the Samaritan's Purse. So I'm just going to hand over to Colin, who's coming first.
Hi all. I must say I'm pretty intimidated coming up to speak and hearing Heather's prayer there. Fantastic prayer. We're following that is a tough act here, so I'll hopefully not let you down too much here. So as Neil said, Sarah and I are the chairpersons of the mission committee. Most of the mission committee are in the room today. Maybe you could give a wee wave there. Want to give a wee wave there then? There. And we'll be serving the lunch after the service today in Grey Abbey. So the mission committee was established by session to bring together the various mission activities which the church is involved in, to offer support to the different projects and coordinators, and to provide a space for prayer and to consider the missional role of the church. If anyone has a passion for mission and would like to be involved in the mission committee, please don't hesitate to let us know. Session have set a target that we would give 10% of our income to mission. That is mission here locally and mission overseas. And this is a target which we as a church have met and indeed exceeded in previous years. A large part of the 10% is our contribution each year to the United Appeal. We have a target to reach over £7,000, so it's a sizable amount. I'm going to give you a very brief overview of the missional activities of the church, and later in the service, Sarah is going to talk about our plans for the coming years and months. We separate our missional activities into home and international, and I'll speak first about home. We contribute to the Presbyterian Church's outreach program called Nightlight. This program aims to reach out to people who are out in the pubs and clubs in Belfast to tell them about Jesus on their way home from a night out. It also provides support to homeless people throughout Belfast, and we've supported Nightlife through making financial contributions in the past, and also through members of our congregation, principally Josh and Haley, volunteering with Nightlight, and it's quite an ass volunteering there. It's from 11 p.m. start and goes on till 3 a.m. So it's quite an ask from those members. We provide support to those in need in our local community through donating to a food bank. And people have probably seen the trolley which sits in the foyer of the church hall in Grey Abbey, and we will have something similar set up for Clockie whenever we get going there. This simple act of adding a few items to your weekly shop has the potential to make a big impact. In the first 5 months of 2016, we donated 184 kilograms of food to the food bank, and that goes into emergency food parcels for those in need in our local community, and Lynn and Alan Cree coordinate our food bank ministry. We also collect toys and gifts to be distributed to children in Belfast through Belfast City Mission at Christmas time, and Neil coordinates that. I've previously mentioned that the church contributes to the Presbyterian Church United Appeal Fund, and the fund goes towards a wide range of church projects, including evangelism, youth ministry, home and overseas mission, training of ministers and Sunday school teachers. And Alison and Richard Smith coordinate our United Appeal Fund collections, which occur twice a year. Looking more globally, we contribute to the Presbyterian Church's World Development Fund, which supports the work of PCI overseas, and that work is coordinated by Heather. We also support the work of Tear Fund, with Anne as our Tear Fund coordinator. We carry out different fundraising activities over the year, both organised by our church and by Tear Fund. For instance, many members of the congregation take part in the Tear Fund walk. Regen also support the work of an organisation called Stand By Me that supports children throughout the world. Regen actually sponsors a child called Samson. In addition to fundraising for different projects, for instance, they fundraise for the Stand By Me appeal to provide shoes for children in Nepal at Christmas time. And then, speaking of Christmas, we also support the work of Samaritan's Purse, which Jackie is going to talk about later on. This is just a very brief overview of the projects that we as a church support, not just through donations, but also through our time and our prayers. just listen to the reading from Neil there. Effectively what we're doing is trying to put the words of Matthew into practice. Through the food bank, we feed people. Through nightlights, work with homeless people, we clothe people. And through our donations to United Appeal, we support the work of prison chaplains. So if you're interested in hearing more, don't hesitate to ask myself or one of the other committee members. Thank you.
Feel as if you have a little relay button or something going on here, but Colin's helpfully pushed my back button. Morning everybody. It's really nice to come and give you a bit of an update and a bit of a focus on mission today. On the lead up for the service, myself and Colin were really kind of drawn to a verse from Micah. So it's Micah chapter 6 verse 8. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. I was mentioning Clocky. Some of you might know over the past year, Colin and I have done a couple of sections of the Camino de Santiago, which is a big walk from France through to Spain. I was also reassuring them, one, that we're not big walkers, and two, we have not completed it. We've done very small sections of it. But it's a really good opportunity to meet, walk through different scenery, different situations, sometimes up some quite big hills, and to walk and chat with people from around the world. And that kind of got me thinking about each of us. The kids were just learning how they were all part of missionaries and they all go out and do things. But if any of you just take a couple of moments and think in your week and in your month, all the different situations and communities that you walk through. So you've got school, university, work, Grey Abbey, Clocky, Port of Ogie, Newton Arts, Belfast. You know, you might go through sports clubs. You all walk through different paths, and we all walk through different situations in our lives. We all walk at different speeds and different stages, but we're all on one journey. We're all on one walk together. We're one community, and we're a body of believers, and we're united in God's mission of love and grace to and for the world around us. And we stand together with Christians around the world in seeking to fulfill God's mission. There's a quote that that we often think about when we think about mission, which is that the church is the only organization that exists for the well-being and fraternity of its non-members. So while we're a community and we have this really wonderful opportunity to come together, we come together and we learn and we grow, we get inspired, we get challenged, and then we go out. Because we're not purely to exist within these walls, we're to go out, whether that's a few meters, few miles, kilometers on the other side of the world. We're to head on out to serve one another as we serve Christ. See on the screen here, this should be very familiar to you. It's on the door, it's on the sign. We've seen it a lot. Neil has did a sermon series on it last week. So last year, our mission statement is a welcoming, Christ-centered, spirit-filled, worshiping and serving God in the community. Our session has tasked the mission committee to look at the word community and what that means for us and what that means to us in relation to mission. It's a really exciting opportunity to really delve into what is actually a big word and what community really means. There we go. And it's something that we want to engage you all in the process of, and we're sharing that Clocky as well. We want to explore what that means to you and encourage you to kind of engage with that in process, to share your thoughts, ideas, maybe you've got a verse of what community means. And that starts today. So when we go up for lunch, before you go in, beside the donations box will be a nice big flip chart and some bright coloured pens. So just if you think about a word or you've got a thought about community, just grab a pen and write something. No one person is tasked with filling one full flip chart page. So together we will fill the page and we can put it up in our mission notice board. But just we want to gather the thoughts from Clocky and thoughts from here, and then that'll really help the mission committee when we sit down and think about what this word is and what it means and how we can bring that to life in Trinity. And we really want to see mission rooted in and throughout Trinity and through every aspect of it. So we've so many different ministries and teams that are on the go, and no one of those is missions not separate, just like all the other ones aren't separate to each other. They're all linked in a way, so we want to see those roots really going through So that mission's part of our thinking and our doing through the local communities, throughout Northern Ireland and around the world. And this is something we're going to be exploring in the months and year ahead. And there was another opportunity to join in, so there's no shortage, so jump on in. So the Close to Home books that we're working through, Alan was reminding us at our fellowship group that at the end, in the applying section, there's a nice big blank box for you to fill up with ideas of how to become more of a closer home congregation. And we really want to encourage you to think about mission when it comes to that box. So try and each week have a think and think about the verses that Neil shared and the instructions that we have and the goal that we have, and see if part of, as we look to that promise as being God's chosen people and tasked with this mission, how we can make that part of being a closer to home congregation. So encourage you to take a wee space for mission and filling out that box. We're in a bit of a time of change at Trinity at the minute, so we want to give you a couple of quick updates in addition to what Colin's given you. So starting again from today, it's all go today. So Mark Welsh, for the next 3 years, we're going to be supporting Mark as he works with InterServe, and that starts today with the lunch that's being prepared behind us. So we look forward to updating you as and when we can on what Mark's up to and how you can pray for them. So look out for that in the prayer notices. Solid Ground, in the future, money from Solid Ground is going to go to support the work of Tear Fund. And then following on from what Colin shared about the food bank ministry, we're going to be looking at how we can further develop that ministry, and we'll tie that in with Harvest, so we'll find out more then. So just in closing, there was a song that came to me yesterday when we were thinking about this and about this service. So it's a Tim Hughes song called God of Justice, and it just has quite a simple lines we think really just sum it up, what we kind of feel and what we hope for mission here in Trinity. We must go, live to feed the hungry, stand beside the broken. We must go, stepping forward, keep us from just singing, move us into action, to act justly every day, loving mercy in every way, walking humbly before you, God. Fill us up and send us out. Thank you.
Well, most of you know that I'm not Norma, as it says on the slide. Norma has conveniently gone on holiday, so I am standing in on her behalf. Hugh also, her husband, helps her a lot with the shoebox appeal. But you've all heard of the shoebox appeal in Grey Abbey. This is our third year for it, and it comes under the umbrella of the Operation Christmas Child, which is also part of Samaritan's Purse. Operation Christmas Child is the shoebox part of it, the charity itself. Come in on the next slide, please. So the mission statement for Operation Christmas Child is: the mission of Operation Christmas Child is to show God's love in a tangible way to needy children around the world, and together with the local church worldwide, to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And Operation Christmas Child started in 1990 by a Christian couple called David and Jill Cook from Wrexham in Wales. Now, they had seen on TV the dreadful images of the children in the Romanian orphanages at that time, and it was during the Ceausescu regime. And it was government policy that women should have at least 4 children so that they could form large armies. But many of those women could not feed their children, and they ended up in orphanages in appalling conditions. So David and Jill were so moved by this plight, that the plight of the children, that they sent out relief to them in lorry loads of items. But then David's sister had the idea of starting up the shoeboxes. And the idea was that each shoebox would be sealed with a message of love in the form of a Christmas card or a letter. And hence, love in a shoebox. Now, this book here is all about how Dave started Love in a Shoebox. And then that's... So within 5 years, it was expanded so quickly that it needed a more experienced and resourceful Christian organisation to help them. So in 1995, Samaritan's Purse International and Operation Christmas Child merged. But the name Operation Christmas Child stayed as a shoebox appeal. Samaritan's Purse itself started up in America in the 1970s, and then it spread to other countries and became Samaritan's Purse International. Now, obviously the shoeboxes were first distributed to Eastern Europe, and indeed our centre in Bangor still mainly distributes to Eastern Europe, but the shoeboxes are sent worldwide. Operation Christmas Child has distributed 146 million boxes to more than 150 countries. So that's an amazing number in that number of years. We're going to see a short video, which you have actually seen in Grey Abbey last November. And I'm hoping the sound is going to work here for us in Grey Abbey. It didn't work in Clocky, so I hope it works here.
We're here in northern Iraq, where over 400,000 Yazidis fled during the summer as refugees. Many of them have found homes in buildings such as the one you see behind me. No walls, no shelter, it's cold, it's damp, it's going to get below zero here over the coming months. Samaritan's Purse has been providing mattresses, blankets, coats, shoes to the children and families that have made this place home. Village in northern Iraq, and these shoeboxes have arrived from the United Kingdom, and we're about to deliver them to Yazidi children who fled as refugees from their villages in the summer. Well, this is Aya, and she's just received the box, and she's just having so much fun looking through it and finding out what's in it. Thank you for packing boxes in the UK. You've done a great job this year, and children like Aya are going to have a great Christmas because of you. Your prayers for these people, we need your support for these people. Would you get behind us and help us provide help and support for these families over the coming months? Thank you and God bless.
I'll talk about the slide in a wee minute. There we go. Yes, your involvement last year, you donated, as you can see, 85 boxes and collected £258 towards transport. And they went to Ballycrocken Presbyterian Church, where they spent 3 weeks putting the shoeboxes, checking the shoeboxes, taping them up, and then sending them off to, this year they went to Macedonia, or sorry, last year they went to Macedonia, 3,555 boxes, an amazing amount. And Jenny, a lot of you know Jenny Clegg in this congregation. She was the deaconess in Ballycrocken, but has just retired there. But she has told them that she will coordinate the centre for this year again. And Jenny would like to pass me to pass on her thanks to you for all that you do in Grey Abbey here for the shoebox appeal. How did I get involved with shoeboxes? Well, my mother-in-law, Rosemary Little, had an absolute passion for Operation Christmas Child. For about 10 years, she coordinated this in Ballywalter area. And there was 1 year she must have, I helped her transport, I would say, over 400 shoeboxes. Now, that included the primary school as well, helping out, and the different churches. And she had a few scouts helping her look for things all year. Her next door neighbour and Norma was one of them. And so, unfortunately, in September 2010, my mother-in-law had a stroke, And in her dining room, she had stacked up 96 boxes already filled. And she managed to communicate to Lorraine and I to put in the sweets. That was the last thing that that needed to go in just before they were sent to Bangor. So after that, I continued it in a much smaller way for a year. And then I passed it on to another lady and Norma in Ballywalter. And then Norma took it on here. So that's how we got involved with the Shoebox Appeal. Yes, we'll move on to the next slide. Sorry, my train of thought goes. What should go into the shoeboxes? Here they are already packed. This one had a tape on it, but Norma must have taken it on off just to be able to open it again. But you can see they're huge, they're quite big. They don't like them too small. If two boxes come in that are too small, they will take everything out of them and put more back in. They're very thorough about how they check them over there. And in fact, Norma, I think, can actually, she's proficient at them now that she can actually tape them up herself. So the ones that she takes over, she'll check thoroughly herself at home and take them over taped. But they can only be filled, the only clothing that can go into them is scarf, hat and gloves. If anything else is in them, they're taken out. No liquids, no sharp objects. You can't send guns in them, toy guns as well. You can't put in a pack of playing cards. You could probably put in Happy Families and Snap, but not playing cards. So they are very strict about that. And then also donation of £5 now this year. It has gone up from £3 to £5 for transport and other resources that the money goes to, but mainly transportation. So the three ways that you can help are: you can fill a shoebox yourself. Some people love to go out and just buy items for the shoebox and fill it themselves. But you must put on the age range that the shoebox is for and the gender. And if possible, put in £5 in an envelope. But there are, where's my leaflets? Yes, these leaflets are out of date. And you would stick this in the front of it. These leaflets are out of date, but Norma will be getting new ones. And they'll be in the vestibule and outside solid ground. But I will be leaving little leaflets just to show you what you can buy. So the second way that you can help is by buying some of those items and either giving them to Norma, or she'll probably put a box in the vestibule again, in the two vestibules, where you can leave your items. And the third way is to give a donation. They're always looking for money towards transport, because the shoeboxes don't always have the £5 in it. So those are three ways in which you can help, and you can see that you've already been doing that. So I'm putting on a date. I'm not sure if Norma agrees with me, but I'm saying the 22nd of October to have all your items in your shoeboxes and whatever you're going to give to the shoebox appeal. So please pray for the Shoebox Appeal 2017. Pray for Jenny Clegg and her team of volunteers in Ballycrocken. It is 3 weeks of very hard work and a huge commitment from that team. Pray that lots of shoeboxes will be filled and that many children will get to enjoy love in a box. Thank you.
And to Colin and Sarah. That's very informative. And just hopefully now you see all of the areas that we officially contribute to mission. But of course there are many people in the congregation who have their own mission interests, and that mission is it's all over the place. There's lots of things. So talk about mission, talk about what you're doing, share what you're doing, so other people will know where they can work as well.